Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming to get them put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
We got the gold, we beat, we brought up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. Baby, keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm, coming, tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop, AD, representing for the legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. We the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is episode 450 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's your boy, Perez. Actually, we weren't even planning on having a show tonight, you know what I'm saying? I got up, got a message from the homie, you know what I'm saying, Christopher 11 Jr., you know what I'm saying, son of the legendary Fresh Kid Ice, a.k.a. the real true pioneer of the South, the man. Not only did he pioneer the South, but he also helped pioneer the West Coast. He was one of the early West Coast pioneers. And, you know, he passed away you know, roughly about three months ago. And recently Luke was honored at the BET Awards. I know Christopher's seen that. There really wasn't – I mean, I saw it too. I saw clips. I didn't really see much representation of Fresh Kid Ice. It's cool they honor Luke, but I think that, you know what I'm saying, Chris definitely should have been honored too. I know someone to call in and speak tonight, so waiting on him to call in. I see one of my co-hosts is here, Pittsburgh Pat. I'm going to bring him on the line. What's up, Pittsburgh? How you doing, brother?
Yo, what up, man?
Yeah, man. Yeah, looking forward to the show, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Actually, I think they're calling the other line, man. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to clear this. I'll be right back. They'll be calling in here in a second. Christopher 11 Jr., you know what I'm saying, again, son of legendary Fresh Kid Ice, who was no stranger to this show. You know what I'm saying? We had Chris on this show several times. I'm honored that we were able to do that. He's a real good dude. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to his family. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge loss for hip-hop, but it's an even bigger loss for his family. And tonight, it's all about his family. You know what I'm saying? I want to bring on his son, you know what I'm saying, Christopher 11 Jr. He's here right now. Let me bring him on the Murder Master Music Show. How you doing, Christopher?
What's going on, Scott?
Man, first and foremost, I just want to, you know, give you my condolences because, you know what I'm saying, your father was a huge supporter of our show. And I've known him for many years as a journalist and just a wonderful human being, man. And I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry what you and your family had to go through, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Don't
appreciate it, man.
Real tough.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah, most definitely, man. He was a true pioneer. In my eyes, he was the pioneer of the South, and like I said, he also helped pioneer the West Coast. But you know, you hit me up this morning, man. What's going on, man? Let everybody know. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? Because I feel that your father is not represented the way he should be revered, you know, and represented in hip hop. Do you guys feel the same way?
Yep, definitely, man. First, I want to say, bigs up to Flo Rida. You know, he did an excellent performance at the BET Awards. You know, he was the only guy that acknowledged my father. You know, he was the only guy that reached out to the family, invited us to the BET Awards. You know, and did an excellent performance. You know, and a part of Luke's speech. You know. I thought, you know, when I watched the BET Awards, I thought he was going to take the time to say two or three words, you know, about my father. This is a guy that was at my father's funeral, you know, and what I want to say is, you know, he didn't need to take the time out, you know. I want to know why, you know, he didn't take the time out and acknowledge my father, not even 2 minutes, you know, and another thing with DJ Khaled, he was at my father funeral too, taking pictures with us and, you know, with the family and stuff. And when he was at the BET Awards, you know, he acknowledged Prodigy. I got much love for Prodigy. You know, that's a legend too, you know. And he haven't acknowledged my father either when he was you know, hosting it, you know. That was kind of shocking, you know. I was just like, wow, you know, that's crazy. You know, I feel like the whole 2 Hour Crew should have got an award. You know, it wasn't just Luke that fought the Supreme Court. It wasn't just, you know, it was the whole group thing. He ain't the only one that got arrested. You know, it was a group thing. You know, without 2 Hour Crew, it wouldn't be Luke. Without Luke, it wouldn't been 2 Hour Crew. So it should have been, you know, I ain't understand that at all. You know, that was crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
You're right.
I watched it from start to finish, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity. I mean, it was in Miami with Luke getting the I Am Hip Hop Award, with all those other Miami legends. And like you said, they shouted out Prodigy, and rightfully so. Rest in peace to Prodigy. But it felt to me like they kind of went out of their way to not mention them. You know what
That's
I mean? Like, it was like, how could you not mention him? It's the year that he passed away. You're doing an award show in his city honoring Luke, and he doesn't get
mentioned.
Like, it's just crazy to me.
I agree.
It felt like they went out of their way to not mention him.
Yeah, man. That was crazy to me, man. I got all my father friends, you know, fans calling me, trying to figure out. They watched the award show. Trying to figure out, is it me or Luke didn't acknowledge your dad at all? And I'm like, man, that's crazy. I want to know why, you know? Shout out to Brother Marquise, you know? And he was there, and then he got ghosts, you know? He knew some of the stuff that was going on there, you know? And, you know, he wasn't feeling it. You know, he got ghosts on that part. Don't really know what happened on that, but, you know, shouts out to Brother Marquise, too, and bigs up the Flo Rida again, you know? Got much love for
Flo Rida. Actually, he was rapping your dad's part, and they had a picture of your dad in the background. So, he was actually repping for your father. He had a good relationship with your father, man. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, how far did your dad and Flo Rida go back?
Oh, man, they go back way back, man. They were close, man. Real close. They're good friends, man. Real good friends, you know. Flo, good person.
Flo Rida used to do, like, he was the hype man for your dad, wasn't he?
Yep, at one point in time. Yeah, he was, definitely.
Yeah, early in his career. Yeah, I think that's actually what got him started, like, into performing and stuff.
Yep. I feel like if it wasn't for Flo, you know, nobody else would acknowledge my father, you know.
It's crazy because, you know, I mean, like you said, there wouldn't have been a Loop, there wouldn't have been a Two Live if the two hadn't met like how they did. You know, there should have been some acknowledgement, and it's inexcusable for your father not to get mentioned. And I'm terribly sorry that y'all had to go through that as well, man. You know, have you guys heard from Luke since this, or any of his people?
Luke never reached out to us, you know, about the award show or anything like that. Two Live Crew manager never reached out to us, you know, at all, you know. And, you know, when he was at the VH1 Hip Hop Honors Award, they honored all those guys. All those guys should have got honored.
I just don't understand. That was
it,
a good award show, the VH1 Hip Hop Honors. I know the one you're talking about. They had all the guys there. You know,
all the guys.
That's the way I think it should have been. I mean, Luke. Let's face it. Luke did accomplish a lot of things in hip hop, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, if it wasn't for, you know what I'm saying, the likes of your father, who is the founder, one of the founding members of the group,
mm-hmm.
coming down to Miami, I mean, who knows what Luke would have been doing. He might not have been nowhere near the level he reached. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, most definitely, your father is a very instrumental part. With no Fresh Kid Ice, I'm sorry, no Two Live. You know, for those listening, I mean, that's as real as it gets. Two Live is Fresh Kid Ice. That's him.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. They couldn't take the time. I just want to know why, man. I'm a man. He a man. You know, he can holler at me, you know. If you want to talk about it, if you don't, it's cool with me, you know. I just want to know why, you know, my father was acknowledged at the, you know, at the BET. You know, that was crazy to me, you know. And I enjoyed the BET show. You know, Trina represented. Bob Greasy did a good job. You know, Rick Ross, Trick Daddy. You know, Zoe Dollaz. They represent the hometown. You know, it was cool. But you know, also Rick Ross. You know, and it was a good show. But you know, certain things I was expecting. You know, at least you know, take the time, two or three words to say rest in peace, Chinaman, something. You know, that was just crazy.
Yeah, usually
like
shows they acknowledge people that have passed in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? And like Pat said earlier, them being right there in Miami, and your father being the man who put Miami on the map, you would think that there would be some acknowledgement. And there hasn't even been nothing said about this online or anything like that. It's just crazy. It's crazy to me. But I know you're definitely going to carry on the legacy of your father, you know what I'm saying? And I salute you, Chris, for you know, coming out and speaking about it. Because, you know, you guys definitely, you know, you should have had the opportunity of seeing your father being acknowledged. And I hope that in the future, at these other award shows coming up, they do take time to acknowledge your father. You know what I'm saying? And his legacy is cement and stone. It's his real legacy.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you, though. Has anybody in the media, like, reached out to you guys to do anything for your father? Like, I was thinking maybe along the lines of, for example, like Drink Champ. I know when your father passed away, like Nori and DJ EFM both, like they tweeted some stuff out. Have those guys ever contacted you or anybody in like the Miami hip hop media or just the hip hop media in general? Has anybody been in touch with you guys?
What I know of, no.
Mm. And that's crazy too, because you know his story needs to be told. He wrote a phenomenal book, My Rise to Fame, which you know everybody needs to check out. Do you guys have any plans in the future, maybe doing some type of documentary or something? Or yeah, I know Luke's pulling out a movie.
Yeah, we got some surprises. We got some things we're working on. We're going to be coming out with, and I get in touch with you guys and you know what's going on.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. But yeah, the award show, were you at there in person? Or?
No, I wasn't there in person.
No.
I did see
Mr. Mix jump up on stage. It looked kind of out of place to me. Do you know if that was part of the whole thing, or
I have no clue, man.
Him out of the face?
That kind of didn't look right neither. So I really don't know. I can't speak on that part, you know.
Yeah, it was just something that looked pretty weird to me. But yeah, man, that is crazy though that they did. At least take a few minutes to say something, especially Luke. Though, I mean, you're at the podium, you have the opportunity to say something, you know. Because I know he took to didn't he go on IG after your father had passed and speak about him on IG, and if I'm not mistaken,
it was one of the first ones to actually. That tweeted something. That's why I'm kind of shocked. You know, he got on the pole, he got on the stand, and he said his speech and say nothing about my father. That's kind of crazy. I just want to know why. You know.
Yeah, because he seemed very supportive when your father passed. He was very vocal in public about it, and like you said, he went to the funeral. I was just kind of dumbfounded by it. Like, to me, that would have been the equivalent of
Pat, you breaking up, brother.
Beating. I'm breaking up.
No, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, my bad. But yeah, I just thought it would be equivalent to them not mentioning, if it was in Queens and Hazard was getting an award and he doesn't mention Prodigy. I just thought it was strange, and my question for you is, since you were so vocally with the funeral and everything, when is the last time
you're breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking up, bro. You're breaking up.
Man,
it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, it's a shocker, you know. You would think that this would have gone down another way. Do you think if Flo Rida had the opportunity to speak, do you think he would have said something?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
I feel he did a wonderful job just performing my dad's part and putting my dad's picture up there, man. That mean a lot, man. Much love to Flo Rida, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, if it wasn't for him, I feel like it wasn't nobody there going to acknowledge my father there, you know?
Yeah.
And not even that. Even Brother Marquise, you know? Brother Marquise, he left there. That's what I heard. That he left the BET Awards because I guess something was going on there. Not for sure what happened, but, you know, I just felt like he probably felt the same way I felt. All of them should have got awarded, you know?
Yeah, I feel exactly, man, because,
all those guys should have got awarded.
When Straight Outta Compton came out, you know what I'm saying, we interviewed a lot of the guys that played an intricate part in the success of Ruthless Records, okay? And a lot of those guys were left out of the movie or things weren't told from their perspective. And, you know, when I heard that there was going to be a movie, based off of Luke's book, I thought, oh, man, are these guys going to be, is there going to be a perspective told about these guys? Is Chris going to be honored in the film? Now, after seeing the BET thing, it kind of makes me wonder as a fan, is there going to be any mention, acknowledgement of the contributions of what your father made, and time will tell. But has anybody reached out to you about the film? to get your guys' input?
Nah, not that I know of. I don't really be on social media like that, you know. But nobody reached out to me. So far.
If there is a film made, any form of capacity, I hope that they get at you guys, because you guys should be the ones to tell the story of your father, you know. We just have to wait and see. And in the future, anything that you do, you know what I'm saying, please get at us. We'd love to promote and do what we can to help you guys get the word out there, because that's important to us too, man. We feel that, you know, Chris pioneered so much in hip-hop that he needs to be acknowledged for that. I mean, if the media is not going to acknowledge him, the people that he works closely with need to acknowledge him, you know? And
definitely.
Hopefully that happens, you know, in the future. If you were to hear from Luke, you know what I'm saying, what would make it right from him, you know what I'm saying, for you and your family?
I would just like to hear from him, man, to see. I just want to know why, you know, he didn't acknowledge my father. That's all I want to know. And then we go from there, you know. Before I could judge the guy, you know, I want to know on his part why my father didn't get acknowledged, you know. I felt that wasn't right.
Yeah.
It's the same.
When's the last time you spoke to him?
Years, man. I don't even remember speaking to him. I was a kid, man. That was years ago.
Yeah.
I'm 29, so I don't even remember. That was a long time ago. Years, man. When I probably was a shorty.
Yeah.
That's a shame, man, because he was very vocal at the beginning when he first passed away. I couldn't believe it. Like, I sat there and watched his entire speech, and Luke deserved to be getting that award. I think the whole group should have been, but, like, Luke deserved that, but I just couldn't believe he didn't tell the whole story, and I was just, like, dumbfounded by it. It just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, when he said it should have been we. You know, I mean, because I've always said Chris was a true pioneer. I mean, he pioneered. He came from another place to pioneer Miami. You know what I'm saying? And whoever does that in hip hop needs to be acknowledged for it. Now, did Luke help Two Live Crew advance? I absolutely did. Two Live Crew help Luke? Of course. So, yeah, man, they all need to be acknowledged and recognized together. And, you know, it's a shame that homage wasn't paid to your father. You know, and again, man, we're sorry that happened, man. Real talk.
No problem, man. Appreciate the support, y'all.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that BET should be ashamed of themselves. Like, I think they should be ashamed of themselves for real. Like, how are you gonna have a recap of the year award show in Miami? And I mean, they should have had their own segment, like a little like montage of your father. You know what I mean?
He's a pop
legend. Yeah, they should have had, like, a little tribute, like, you know, like a five-minute video, like, telling his story. I mean, like, why wouldn't they? You know what I mean? Like, they should be ashamed of themselves that your father wasn't mentioned one time by anybody. Like, that just did a disservice to everything, on all aspects of it. That I just think that they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, real bad.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man. We always want to keep your father's legacy alive. And But when he passed away, like, we felt a huge loss, and we couldn't imagine how you guys feel. So, like, you're welcome on here anytime, man. Like, anytime you want to get on here and talk, man, anytime.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, God.
Man, no doubt, brother, man. And just get at me whenever, man. You guys, you're welcome out here anytime, man.
All right, Scott. Well, have a nice night, man.
You too, man. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right, cool. Well,
man, that was, Christopher 1-1 Jr., the son of legendary Fresh Kid Ice, a.k.a. the Pioneer of the South. You know what I'm saying?
Pioneer
of the South. To be honest with you, of course, Mix, you got to include Mix. You got to include Brother Mark, like Chris said. And Luke did his thing, but, you can't not include the other guys. You know what I mean? You got to include the other guys. So, with that being said,
yeah,
I'm glad we're able to have him on. Speaking of Fresh Kid Ice, rest in peace. We got the homie Monte Cristo coming on November 1st, Chinaman Records, you know what I'm saying? He sent me some new music. We're going to have a real dope show, and we're going to actually close out the show, one of the tracks. He'll be on soon. I'm going to run down the schedule real quick. Tomorrow, Friday the 13th, we got father-son rappers BKB and Round Ground Killer. You know what I'm saying? They represent the horrorcore scene over there in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be on the show. Monday we got Dice, you know what I'm saying, which is a Detroit pioneer, you know what I'm saying, for those that don't know who Dice is. Followed by Hellraiser of Sons of Man. You booked that show on that's Tuesday. Actually, you booked the Dice show too. We've had Dice on the show several times, man. We're hoping he has some new music to send us to play this time.
If he don't, I'm going to go.
If we can do that.
If he don't, I'm going to go beat him the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat you up, Monkey Joe. We want that new shit.
And Wednesday the 18th, we got K-Reno and DLP. Tuesday the 24th, we got UFO Fev of Rock Nation. Then Wednesday the 25th, we got Phil the Great. He's out of Nashville. You know, so we got all kinds of different people, you know what I'm saying, up-and-coming guys that have been around a long time. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to keep it going. And tonight, like I said at the beginning, was just a show that happened at the spur of the moment. Chris reached out to me this morning, man. I'm honored to be able to have him come on and tell his story. And I feel him. His father should have been mentioned. I know it really hurt him and his family because, man, how can you leave Chris out of the equation when Chris has contributed so much to the success of you? You know what I mean? I mean, point blank, if Chris and Mick say, hey, we're not coming down to Florida, we're not going to make the move, we're not going to put out these records, who knows what would have happened with Luke? Would he have been successful? Might have been. He might have been the most successful person in the world. Who knows? But all I know is they wouldn't be giving him that award they gave him the other night without Fresh Kid Ice in the equation. So, man, rest in peace to Chris.
It's awful, man. It's just fucking awful.
It is.
It's a hip-hop award show.
I think it's disgusting.
Like, they BET should be ashamed of themselves. Like, imagine if that award show was in Queens and they were given the Lifetime Achievement Award to Havoc from Mobb Deep, and he got up there and never mentioned Prodigy. People would be like, what the fuck? How could he not mention Prodigy the year he passed away? It's in Queens. You know what I mean? That's equivalent to what just happened. That's what just happened with Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I
mean?
It's a fucking shame, man. They did it in Miami. Like, it was, that's just the highest level of disrespect in my eyes. How can you do that in Miami?
I mean, I can't speak for Luke, but me, myself, if it was me, first words out of my mouth would have been, hey, 3 months ago we lost a brother who helped create this whole thing. I mean, that's just me. You know, I mean, I know
I
you
thought
would have said
it.
I know Mac J would have said it.
One of the first things mentioned.
You know, you can't leave, speaking of Mac J, here he is, let's bring him on. You can't leave out the pioneer. And shout out to Brother Marquise, too, you know what I'm saying, because he was left out of the equation as well. You know, he definitely helped in the success of Luke. But, you know, this ain't a, I'm not here to bash Luke. I mean, I don't know the situation. I'm just here to let Chris come on and tell his story.
Right.
Hopefully it can be rectified, man. Hopefully, Luke, if you're listening, then get at Chris and his family, man. You know, he wants to know why his father wasn't acknowledged. Man, you owe him that honor to at least call the family and tell him. You know, chop it up with them, man. You know, make things right. And hopefully, next time there's some award shows that Chris could be honored the way he should be honored. You know, but I don't even know how that, you know,
It was the perfect situation last night for a Fresh Kid Ice tribute. It was in Miami. You know what I mean? I can't believe that shit, man.
It was in Miami, and Luke was getting an award.
He was getting honored. You
for
had a DJ.
Accomplishments that
the host was.
I'm
from
not
Miami.
Saying he didn't earn, but they were there were many, many, many assists. Let's just say if Throw the D wasn't made, that was the song that ignited a whole new craze in Miami with that bass. You know what I'm saying? He even said it himself on his IG that Chris was one of, if not the inventors of Miami bass music. You take Miami bass music out of the equation, there is no Luke 35 years in the game celebration or whatever. You know what I'm saying? There is none of that. So, yeah, hopefully Luke can get at his son, you know, Christopher, and the family. So again, shout out to Christopher Wanwan Jr. for calling into the show. It's one of those shows, you know, it's you hate to even do it because, first of all, you know, Chris ain't here. You know, we'd all much rather have him here rocking shows and making music and chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? But we got to do it to honor his legacy, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to do that. Again, shout out to Christopher 11. Shout out to the entire 11 family, you know what I'm saying? Much love to you guys. Shout out to all of Chinaman Records, Fame, Drill 'Em Out, Boy Dirty, Monte Cristo, Red Team. Again, Monte Cristo is going to be on November 1st. You know what I'm saying? The Red Team, you know what I'm saying? The Horse Trainer. Shout out to, shout out to Mix and Marquise, too. You know what I'm saying? Them guys are pioneers themselves, real pioneers. That Mix, again, that's another guy. He never gets the props he deserves, you know. But that was an awkward moment, guys, when I saw it was him coming up on stage. Mr. Mix came up on stage. It didn't look like he was supposed to be there. He came out of the side and ran up to Luke and embraced him, and they kind of walked off the side a little bit real fast. It just looked kind of weird to me. But it is what it is. And go Cubs, go, man. Fuck the dumb shit already. Get them bats going. Let's let's get this series advanced so we can go
what's
kick LA's ass. You know.
What's the score, Chris?
It's 4-3 right now. Cubs are losing.
Who's winning?
Cubs
are losing.
Which they should have won in Wrigley. They should have won in Chicago the other day. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It's a do or die. Either they get some runs, get on base, or their season is fucking over. That's up to them. But other than that, fellas, man, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Shout out to Relic Relic Killer and BKB. We look forward to chopping it up with you guys. You know what I'm saying? On Friday the 13th. Other than that, man, shout out to everybody at UGS, man. Saturday, episode 72, Underground Saturday Night. Make sure you guys call at 9 p.m. Central. Call in, speak to Matt J. Velvet Rose. Chop it up with him. I'm saying we'll see you guys tomorrow. What do you got going on Monday, Pat? Oh, no, that's the Dice Show, right?
Yeah, Dice, yeah.
Okay, we'll catch you the following Monday for the Hip Hop Roundtable. Other than that, we're out of here, man. And, man, much love to all our listeners and supporters. We appreciate you guys. And please, you know what I'm saying, spread the word of Fresh Kid Ice to the Chinaman, because I don't want him to be another pioneering legend forgotten. When stories are told, his story needs to be one of them. Make sure his story is told. So, all right, with that being said, you know, this is Murder Mass Music Show. We're getting out of here. Rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. Enjoy this track just sent to me today, Shut Up by Monte Cristo featuring Tico and the Red Team. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Always talking that ball of shit, bitch, shut up. Mouth tricking, don't hardly tip, bitch, shut up. Fluff and grip it, that's not your chips. Flush your neck with your frosty wrist. That black and tick, so that's yeah. Counterfeit. I like the sound of this, bitch, shut up, shut up. Fresh to death, call the coroner. Next step, call the florist up. Best check if this floor is bruh. Better step your performance up. You want a war with us, put your mortgage up. But before we're done, I won't afford none. I'm in a torture club with the torches up. Pass a cup of chuck until I pour it up. These lames yapping, that same status. Every day rapping, now they stay trapping. That ain't happening, your weight lacking. You stay rapping, that fake platinum. That stained glass and that chain, man. Now that ain't glass, that's straight plastic. Claim you pay the rack, wait, you pay for that? Ain't no way, you got play, go take it back. Let the bass hit, make the place flip. While the play fade away, your play fake, stay to face. Fade away, drift, make breaks to save this place. AKA, they can't take shape today. Can't take blame, I get paid to stay. These things change your game and lay flame to fake. Today change your state, today stay okay. And thank gay, hooray, hooray, make a wank to pay. Ain't no future in your front end, man. What you doing with that rubber band? See, 2020 is the come up damn. You're blind as fuck, where you come from, man? Your rent alone should cost double that. With just one bath and a fucking flat. But your budget back, that your husband Mac, with your scrubbing ass. Shut the fuck up, damn. Always talking that gangster shit. Bitch, shut up. Mouthing off and then change your script. Bitch, shut up. How you ain't a snitch to keep a hating, bitch. Take a pinch, you get the case dismissed. Ain't dangerous, but your lame as shit. Kid, baby, lit. Bitch, shut up, shut up.
Now what you see is what you get. Now what you bet is either the force or bet. My force no less. Hit him with a horse attack. Force to set. We so fortunate. We all ask easy to break like porcelain. We torture men. We'll step on the porch again. Of course you win. Yes, my lord, I stand. Remorse not in. Then by the sword, my friend. There'll be no super old lord again. They have to send my black ass to the mortgage bank. Can afford to grin. Yes, I'm in his winning. First nigga step up that minute, he finished. Trailblazing like Porter wearing 97 Jordan. People only see a portion of the game. Be sworn open wreck. Bitch, now hope the next you know who best. Should it be over quick? I deserve a Nobel nigga prize. Cause ain't no nigga like me on the streets that brings it to your lives. Speaking in general, I am the general. But you take nines like damn, he's criminal. Top notch pinnacle, sent the holder to dental for medical. Cause he thought this dick was edible, federal. Charges being brought upon me. So supposed you know my style, the world's checking. I spit 16 bars, niggas respected. You spit 16 bars, niggas rejected. I'm like an army battleship, but I never sink. Tighten in a Byzantine chain with a break. Link. No boundaries, no limits. Street shit without the gimmick. You look at Timmy looking like you lost a friend. I'm lifting niggas off the mic by they goddamn tins, you bitch.
Always talking that ball of shit. Bitch, shut up. Mouth is tricking, don't hardly dip. Bitch, shut up. Fluff and grip it, that's not your chip. Floss your neck with your frosty wrist. That clock and tick, so that's counterfeit. Like the sound of this. Bitch, shut up, shut up.
Oh man, I just got some new skinny jeans.
Bitch,
man,
shut up.
Man, this was Forever 21, man. This shit was so
bitch, awesome. Shut up.
Deep, yo, in a free flow, I'm in beast mode. Sneaker game is on fleek, bro. See me travel by feet, oh. Get my beamer back in a week, though. Shut your line ass up, don't get stuck inside of that trunk. You're pumping iron, man, fucking fine, but the iron fly from that pump. Now I ain't got time to act up. If you pump till I've had enough. Never been a ball, but I play the ball, cause that nine line ass up. Yo, full of bullshit like a bullpen. When it's full and balls left, just a fan, but they full fat, full flesh. Rule never pulled up a wall deck, get the full dash, just step in a wall deck. You never better, you better, just better get your pathetic head out the wreck. My bag is begging a flex and a racket. Best of the best, my cassette is a weapon. Any threat, I'm the best, I'm sending a hand for this measure. Now you know how to speak,
do. Fully order, no equal. Run your mouth, I sleep you. With these two, keep the peace, dude. By keep the peace, I mean speak cool. Be a peace, but keep a peace too. Creep, dude, you see through. Might be an asshole, but I speak truth. Always talking that gangsta shit. Bitch, shut up. Mouthing off and then change your script. Bitch, shut up. How you ain't a snitch, but keep evading, bitch. Take the pitch, you get the cake dismissed. Ain't dangerous, but you're lame as shit. Can't save your lip, bitch. Shut up, shut up.
Hey, man, look at my chain, man.
Bitch, shut up.
Look at my watch.
Bitch, shut up.
Bitch, shut
up.
Look at my glove.
Bitch, shut up.
Shut up.